Hello and welcome to Keswa 101. The rules are simple. 9 questions are randomly selected from my little black book here at the start of each series. Each contestant must answer these questions in the most honest way possible, hopefully disgracing themselves along the way. The 10th question is always, what would you put into Keswa 101? The Keswa 101 vault, banishing something that irks our contestants and that they wish to rid the world of. Only one rule here, people or animals are not permitted. So let's get cracking with episode 5 and the final episode of season 1.
Question 1.
Who are you and what do you actually do?
I am Lauren Harris-Jones. I'm 40 years old and my subject is philosophy, especially the areas of epistemology and political philosophy. I teach thinking skills and metacognition in theory of knowledge and philosophy and religious studies. And I'm the one who gives everybody a Bible at the start of the time at King Edward's. My official title is Head of Religious Studies, Philosophy and Theory of Knowledge. And the HR department have said that I have got the weirdest job in Kes. So if you spell out my department, it's Religion, Education, Studies, Philosophy, Epistemology and Critical Thinking, RESPECT. Also, I am writing all the metacognition resources for the school.
Sometimes in life you ask someone a question and you wish you hadn't. I think I might have nodded off there a bit. Don't know what I was thinking.
Question 2.
What are the best and worst bits of your job?
The best bit of my job is the creative part, making lessons for students, making puzzles for students to think their way through in philosophy, and working with Miss Condy, of course, in Elizabeth House, and hanging out with the girls in Elizabeth House on a Thursday night when it's my tutor time. The worst thing about my job is obviously lower school prep, because trying to stop lower school year one prep, trying to go on gaming sites, is like whack-a-mole. After they've had a long day, they cannot concentrate on more homework. So that is my most terrible lesson.
I completely get you. I mean, who would want to work with first form full stop? I think it probably takes a character that's really quite special, to be honest with you.
Question 3.
Why did you volunteer to do this podcast?
I volunteered to do this podcast because I've just started getting into listening to podcasts in lockdown and making video lessons and making Loom lessons. And so I thought I'd give it a try. Also, I do like Mr. Gardner and I try to help him any way I can with the things he wants to do. And so now I've done this podcast, he owes me, and that's how it works, you see?
Well, there we go, listeners. I'm sure you're really comforted to know that Mrs. Harris-Jones isn't actually doing this for you at all. In fact, she's just doing this for some kind of eventual reward further down the line. Nice.
Question 4.
What's your favourite word and why?
My favourite word is a philosophy word and it is nomological danglers. Nomological danglers are things that are outside of normal experience, so they wouldn't have the same laws of nature apply to them. For example, if you believe in a soul, that's a nomological dangler because it doesn't work like a bit of carbon or a tree or a carrot, for example. So yeah, my favourite word is nomological dangler.
Fascinating, truly, but I do believe that nomological dangler is actually 2 words and you're only allowed 1. So I've chosen one for you and it's dangler. And when you Google the word dangler, the first thing that comes up is the UK's first fishing and anglers marketplace, a place where you can buy and sell new and used fishing tackle. So, Mrs. Harris-Jones, your favourite word is dangler. Listeners, please do not put the word dangler into urbandictionary.com.
Question 5.
What is your favourite place and why?
My favourite place in the world is the M4 motorway, but let me explain. Between the Reading and Thiel junctions, this is where, when I was much younger, I met the father of my children. We were in a race. We were in a car race a long time ago. And it still makes me smile to drive past that place because we possibly shouldn't have been driving that fast on the M4 at that time. But that's how we met. So the M4 motorway.
Did you just confess to breaking the law on a recorded podcast that's about to be sent out to hundreds of people?
Question 6.
What's your go-to order at your favourite restaurant?
My go-to order at a restaurant would obviously be Nepalese food, which is why I live in Aldershot, because of the variety of Nepalese restaurants that are here. I like Nawari Khaja. That is the starters that are all served on a leaf plate in lapte. I like all of the rices done in Chiang, which is the rice beer, Nepalese rice beer. But I would probably order that as my side, and then Thakali Khana, which is like the mixed curries and pickles. It's like a tapas of Nepalese food, and that is what I would order in a Nepalese restaurant in Aldershot.
Genuinely sounds delicious. Thank you for providing us with at least one sensible answer.
Question 7.
What do you wish that you knew when you were 18 that you know now?
If I could talk to my 18-year-old self, I would tell her there is absolutely no rush to get a job and start working. Keep travelling. Stay in America for university. There is no need to come back to England. Don't settle down with anyone until you're 40. Keep moving. Live in lots of countries. And, yeah, avoid responsibility, I would tell her.
Question 8.
What are you curious about right now?
Right now, I am reading The Ancestor's Tale by Dawkins. I'm always curious about Dawkins' new books when they come out. I've got all of them because philosophy of science is my favourite type of philosophy to read. And at the moment, I'm thinking about hindsight bias and how philosophers of science looking back through the ancestry of the human race always seem to start from humans rather than starting from horses or hippos. So it's hindsight bias, and I'm thinking about philosophy of science.
I'm wondering whether in hindsight you might wish to reconsider some of your answers to these questions. Fascinating stuff though, thank you.
Question 9.
If you were an animal, what would you be?
If I was an animal, could I be an extinct animal? Because my favourite animal is from the Burgess Shale. And I saw the drawings of this animal in a book by Stephen Gould when I was about 18. And the animal's called Hallucigenia. And it's about 2 centimetres. And it's a little armoured animal with spikes, which are its defensives against predators. And it is the coolest animal I've ever seen in a scientific drawing. So I would be a hallucigenia. They're extinct now. There's no more.
That really is brilliant. You learn something new every day. I didn't know that this existed, or should I say once existed. I've done a bit of research, and The Independent has a really cool article on the hallucigenia. It's titled Hallucigenia Revealed, the most surreal creature from strangest period in history of life on Earth. Mrs. Harris-Jones, it's a perfect match, isn't it?
Crunch time.
The one thing that I would put in room 101 for King Edward School Whitley is pairing socks. It is the bane of my life in this house. There are no pairs of socks in this house. Socks should be made to stay in pairs forever by some sort of magnetism or another magical... I need Dobby. I need Dobby the house elf to keep all my socks in pairs. I want to put socks or pairing socks into room 101, please.
Well, there we have it. Pairing Socks is now safely locked away in Keswell 101, and I've got to say that I partly agree with you. I haven't worn matching socks for about 20 years now. I don't see the point of it, and I quite enjoy mixing and matching. Hopefully, this means that I can do so without any worries whatsoever. Although, I'm a little bit disappointed that everyone else will now possibly be wearing odd socks. It's kind of my thing, even though it's not my thing. Well, thank you very much, Mrs. Harris-Jones, for bringing Season 1 to a close in such style. Really have enjoyed your answers. Listeners, if you want to find out a little bit more about Mrs. Harris-Jones, she says she's more than happy for you to bump into her down at Melton Ipswich at Dangler, where she may well be buying and selling her tackle. But be careful, and remember that she is an extinct armoured animal, the Hallucinogenia, so be on your guard. And that is the end of Series 1 of Keswell 101. I think it's been a fascinating week. We've met 5 members of the Keswell staff community and learned a little bit more about them. Hopefully you've enjoyed it. Hopefully you've had a giggle. Hopefully you've learned something. We do have more coming your way. Throughout the second half of the summer term, we will run mini 2-part series of Keswell 101. I've already got the staff lined up. They're already thinking about what they're going to tell you. For now, enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the sunshine. Keep safe. Bye for now.